It's our Less Than Average Below Par radio show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
Yeah, I was there. It was a wonderful times. There was some sets and mud, music.
You say sets? What? You said there were some sets?
No, checks.
Sex.
You know, sex?
Yeah, sex. Music.
I remember when I had sex. It was good.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, yeah. Crazy John at it again. Good on you, mate.
God, he's crazy.
Yeah.
He's a character, isn't he?
Yeah.
We love him.
No, I don't.
We love him.
No, we don't.
Well, I love him. He's all right. Tom?
Tom Ollie, can't wait tonight to invest in our end of year party.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. It's a big night for the show. We've decided on investing in cryptocurrencies, and we're going for three coins.
All thanks to CoinSpot, who's given us $2,500 to invest.
We'll do that, you know, maybe in about an hour's time or so, and we're going to do it via a random method. At this stage, a dartboard methodology, that's the word.
Great.
Nice start to the show. Feeling good, fine.
We'll also get to Deep Thought of the Week, of course. We'll jump in the pondering pond for that, and Lawrence Mooney will actually star in that one as well tonight, Ollie.
Ooh.
Which is very exciting. Good moon, man.
Good.
And also, we have a sleep expert on the show, Ollie, to talk sleep paralysis.
Well, it might sound like all fun and games to you, Tom, but I'm aware that we've got a mid-year break coming up in June, and I know that your holiday to Hawaii has had a bit of spotlight attention to it.
Yeah.
You've had dramas with Hawaii volcanoes.
Yeah.
It ain't just you having holiday issues, mate, because there is a holiday cock-up that is major, that is threatening to derail my holiday with my girlfriend, Sarah.
Oh, God.
We're going to Thailand. Well, supposedly we're going to Thailand.
It is
all now up for debate. Major question marks.
I'm hanging around for that. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Pride in the name of love, you two. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Of course, it's Wacky Wednesday. Things are going to get silly tonight. It's not hump day.
No, no hump day.
It's Wacky Wednesday.
Crazy stuff happens. Yeah. Already had a hug in the studio. That was fun, wasn't it, Tom?
Loved a little hug just to connect.
Hugging it out, yeah. Hugs. Big hugs.
Yeah.
Hugs all around. And you know what? I need a hug, Tom, because a holiday that I had planned, Sarah and I were going to go to Thailand when you were going to Hawaii. Mm. I don't know if her drama's about you having volcanoes happening in Hawaii.
It seriously derailed my Hawaii plans.
Well, you aren't the only person to have a derailed holiday, because I get home last night after a big day at work.
No, you didn't.
You know what I'm like. I work hard all day. Sure. I work hard at night on the show. I come home to my lovely, lovely, happy wife. Just a girlfriend.
Yep.
But anyway, I keep her happy. I do the right things, right? I'm trying to do my best. And she says to me, Ollie, I know that I booked the holiday and I've done all this stuff, which of course she does that. She's like, that's her thing.
Yeah.
I'm no good at admin.
No.
I don't like booking flights. It's hard.
You sound like an absolute child.
I can book flights. In hindsight, I should have booked the flights, Tom.
What's going on?
Because our flights that were meant to go straight from Australia over to Bangkok.
Yeah.
Sarah double checked them, and in fact, we are flying to Phuket.
Oh.
We're all going on a
I don't know Thailand that well. Do you? Apparently, they're very far apart. They're in no way linked. And she said she went
I'm
to call
Google.
Up. She called up. Yeah, check it out. Because we've got to fix it, of course. And Sarah has already tried to go down that path of going, you know, what do I do here? And she asked.
Where did you want to fly into?
Bangkok.
Oh, yeah.
Bangkok and Phuket is the error. To be honest, I'm not even sure which one's the right one. It's not my thing. It was Sarah's job. It was Sarah's job, and she's got them wrong. So she asked the lady how much to rectify this.
Oh, my God.
And the lady said it will cost you $900 each to fix that flight error, which is more than the original flight.
Well, let me give you an estimation here of drive time, because, you know, you could rent a car and drive for 12 hours.
Mate, we'll get a moke. We'll get a little moke car and drive around.
Tuk-tuk.
Tuk-tuk.
Tuk-tuk to Phuket.
We'll jump in the tuk-tuk at the airport and go straight to Bangkok, please. And he'll go, okay, what's that? And we'll pay for his child's tuition.
Yeah.
In one trip. But look, that's the issue now. So it's going to cost a bit of money. Maybe the both of us, Tom, cancel our entire holidays. You cancel Hawaii. I cancel Thailand.
And we just work.
We have Bender. Oh, we just work. Yeah, we just work. I was going to say, we just work hard, focus on the show, focus on our careers and don't have a bender.
Well, we have questions, Ollie. What would you like to ask on 133353?
Did you cock up the booking?
Yeah.
Did you do a Sarah, my girlfriend did? Yeah. Did you cock up the booking? Because, you know, it's one of those things where you get online, you think you're doing it correctly, you get the dates wrong.
Mate, the infamous one from me was when I booked a flight to Byron Bay. And then I booked the flight back from Byron Bay on this same day.
Oh, idiot. What was it? Bloody Wacky Wednesday, was it?
Oh, mate, it certainly was.
Oh, I'm going to Byron Bay. Oh, no, I'm coming home again.
Oh, no. 133353.
Good riddance.
Did you cock up the booking?
This is to say how sad we are about the booking.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Give us a call. Well, tonight will be the time of your life. Green Day, you are with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll jump in the pondering pond for deep thought of the week as it is a wacky Wednesday. And also, an expert on sleep, Dr. David Cunnington, which is my favourite name in the world. Mm-hmm. He's coming in just after 7:30 to talk sleep and sleep paralysis.
Yes, 133353. Our first question tonight is, did you cock up the booking? Did you cock up that booking? Mm. Because my girlfriend sure has. She's bought us flights into Thailand, but to the wrong city, Phuket, not Bangkok. And so we're now having to work out how that... The worst thing is, like, Sarah made me get an Amex card, which had some deal going where you got a free international flight.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I was like, I hate credit cards. It's not my thing, but sure, I'll do it. We'll get the card to get the free flights. I do that. We got to use the free flights for this holiday. And she goes, oh, they're all booked up. You can't use frequent flyer point flights for this plane trip.
That'd be right.
So got to pay for the flights. And then on top of that, as I've just revealed, the flight was booked wrong. And so now we're currently owing an extra $900.
Oh.
So it's gone from what was a free flight to could be close to $2,000. But that makes it all the better. Silly sound effect.
Ollie, I have been doing some Googling. By the way, did you cock up the booking? 133353. I've just done some Googling and it looks like you can get a flight return from Bangkok to Phuket for $38.
Oh, yeah, see, you mentioned that before in that song and that can't be true because Sarah is hollering around, getting upset, going, it's $900.
I mean, she works in IT. Surely she's Googled it.
Well, you'd think she does work in digital. She must have Googled.
Rodney, your wife has cocked up the booking?
Yeah, we were supposed to go into Phuket, but we went to Bangkok.
Oh, no.
Same thing. So, and how did you rectify it?
Air Asia, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, $38?
Yeah, return.
Yeah.
What? My guess is that Sarah, being, you know, who she is, she's gone, well, we've got to fly Emirates. You know, we can't be flying anything like Air Asia.
There's nothing else. It's pretty much that or Knock Air or Thai Lion, Viet Air.
Sarah wouldn't do Scare Asia, Tom. She wouldn't go there.
I don't think you can legally say that on the radio.
Oh, I mean, because they're scarily low prices.
Correct. Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, mate. Did you cock up the booking?
Yeah, it wasn't to do with flights, though. Yeah, going back a few years ago, a girlfriend I was going out with, she asked me if I'd go see Phantom of the Opera. And I said, yeah, okay.
All right.
And she booked the tickets and whatnot to go to Phantom of the Opera. And when she gave me the tickets, I realised it was grand final day.
No. You say can't be doing that. You can't be going to the bloody Phantom of the Opera.
Did you draw a drop, Peter?
And in 2011, Collingwood missed the grand final by 5 points in the preliminary final.
Oh, who could forget, mate?
But I went to Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
A good consolation prize.
Did it get inside your mind?
Oh, it was a good night.
Yeah.
Good on you, Peter. Let's go to Rebecca.
Well, Rebecca might have a solution for you, Ollie. Good evening, Rebecca.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Look, I think this is...
It
just makes a really valid point that this is why it's really good to actually go by a travel manager, someone that's actually an expert in the industry.
No, I agree.
Rebecca. Okay, mate. I know what you're doing here.
No. But what I'm saying is,
respect.
I'll
give you the time of day.
Yeah, go.
I'll give you the time of day. You do your bit.
Yeah, no. So I'm actually not a travel agent. Oh, but okay. What you can potentially do with that... with that ticket that you're obviously not using yet, obviously you can get some of those other internal flights, but you can also put you can put the credit on hold basically, and your partner can purchase a whole new set of tickets.
Yeah, but then at least you can actually Oh, Tom, I was listening to that. I was listening. There was a solution in there somewhere.
Maybe you talk to Rebecca off air and she can give you some.
Well, if it's going to save me $38, I've got to chat to her.
133353, did you cock up the booking? Yeah. What happened with the booking? Hey?
Yeah.
Was it cocked up?
Was it a big cock up?
Good addition. 133353 with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Wacky Wednesday, guys. Get involved. Oh, new music, Pearl Jam. Can't deny me. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll have Dr. David in here, who's a sleep expert. We'll discuss sleep paralysis. Mm-hmm. And I want to put your sleep under the spotlight as well, Ollie.
I've been having some whack dreams recently, and I do sleepwalk
mate,
a lot.
He's not a dream expert. He's a sleep expert,
but
mate.
Can't I share my dreams with David?
Remember, no dream chat on the show, mate. Okay. Definitely no dream chat. 133353, did you cock up the booking? Now, I did just say there that we'd had a wedding proposal gone bad. Producer Bell, where's our call about the wedding proposal gone bad?
She's chatting on.
Oh,
on
she's
the
not
phone.
Listening. Okay, yeah. Great. No, don't worry. We'll continue the show without you, Producer Bell.
I think she said she lost him. We'll try and get Bell to explain that story about the wedding proposal gone wrong.
But Daniel on 133353, did you cock up the booking?
Hi guys, how you going?
Yeah. Good, Daniel. What'd you do?
So my partner and I were given a gift voucher to a restaurant for $250, so we thought we'd go out and have a bit of an expensive night at the expense of the voucher.
Yeah, good.
Until we spent about $350 and realised the voucher doesn't work at that restaurant.
Oh, mate.
Why doesn't the voucher work?
It was one of those vouchers that you can use at a number of restaurants, and the one that we were at wasn't in that list.
The entertainment book.
Yeah.
One of those
that's right.
Daniel, and you said, are you going to pay for this? Or who's covering the bill here?
Mark on 133353. Did you cuck out the booking?
Did you cuck out the booking, Mark?
Yeah, I did, actually. A couple of years ago, I did an international tour with a band.
Oh.
Went to America and to the UK.
Have we heard of the band? What's the band called?
The band's called The Go-Set. It's a Celtic punk band.
Yeah, love them.
So we played pretty much every night for 3 weeks, so my brain was pretty fried.
Oh, yeah.
And when we finished up in the UK, I ducked over to Ireland to go and see my daughter, which is kind of associated to being a touring musician.
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah, when I got over there, saw my daughter, got back to the airport, had my bass and all my stuff and feeling pretty fried and it wouldn't scan my ticket on. Right, and I'm going, come on, guys, I'm running late for this flight. I need to get it sorted out. And they said, I think you need to calm down, sir. You're a week early.
Oh, there it is. Oh, Mark.
So,
yeah.
I knew what day of the week it was, but I didn't know what day it was.
Wacky Wednesday, though. So,
oh, isn't it?
Let's not forget it's Wacky Wednesday, Mark. So let's keep those stories quick and crazy.
James.
Last one, James. What you got?
G'day, fellas. It wasn't actually me. It was the travel agency that got it wrong.
Oh, okay.
We're on a tour of the States, which included the 4th of July weekend at New Orleans. And on Monday morning, we're off to the airport to Nashville. We checked in. The lady hands us our tickets and goes, enjoy Nassau. And I'm like, that's in Nashville, right? She goes, no, it's in the Bahamas.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So you went to the Bahamas?
I wish, mate. So we just rebooked, repaid, and then
he wishes you went there.
When we got home.
You could have gone there, though, James.
Yeah, we could have gone, yeah.
Well, there's no point wishing.
Anyway.
See you, mate. So,
anyways. Good stuff. All right. Well,
hang on.
There it is. Booking cock-ups. A real hit.
Probably didn't need three of those.
A real hit on a Wednesday.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Two best mates.
I'm sick of you.
Oh, yeah?
And 3 hours of questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
So excited to have Dr. David Cunnington in the studio. Dr. David, thank you so much for coming in, mate.
No worries.
You're a sleep physician. Is that right?
Absolutely.
What is a sleep physician? What do you do?
So basically spend my day seeing people who've got sleep problems.
Oh, yeah.
So, and because I'm a medical specialist, that people have got to think it's a pretty serious problem by the time they're going to come and see me, because they will have seen their GP, and the GP sort of can't sort it out. So then they'll say, look, go and see someone like myself.
Great. Well, I've got a serious nightmare that I need to put past you, David. Look, Tom, he's here. David is a sleep specialist. My nightmare's coming up soon, interpreted by David, medically or not.
Well, I want to talk about sleep paralysis, Ollie. This phenomena of sleep paralysis, as well as what the ideal amount of sleep time is that people should be getting. So stick around. Dr. David is in here. We're also throwing it open to you with your sleep questions. This is Flowers Walls. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Flowers, Walls, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We'll jump into the pondering pond soon for deep thought of the week. But we've got Dr. David Cunnington in here, who's a sleep physician. And I want to talk about sleep now for the next 20 minutes or so. Dr. David, thanks for coming in. I suppose I want to start off. What is the ideal amount of time that people should be sleeping?
So people should try to allow an 8-hour opportunity for sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recognizing you're not necessarily going to get 8 hours of sleep in your 8 hours of time.
Okay.
You know, if people are working and busy, it's going to take them a little bit of time to wind down. They might wake up at night, because waking at night's actually pretty normal to be awake for a while and get back to sleep.
Okay.
So if you've got an 8-hour opportunity, maybe expecting 7-ish hours of sleep in that time. And that's about par for people that are working.
Well, Dr. David, I want to now throw over to Ollie.
I know what you're going to say, Tom. But David, what you're saying, it sounds like, is to allow an 8-hour plus window. So at least 8 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm doing that. And you know what? Yes, Tom, sometimes.
You're waking up at like 11, midday some days.
That's irrelevant. It's when I go to sleep. It's later. We're doing the night show. I've got no alarm, David, because I've got nothing to go
to. You don't put an alarm on?
Definitely not. That's the luxury of doing a night show. So I usually sleep about 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
1 a.m. till 10. Is 9 hours too much?
No.
Thank you.
So there's a big spread.
Thank you. I'm out.
Exactly. There's a big spread across the population.
Yeah.
And some of it's genetic, some of it's sort of choice and lifestyle.
Yeah.
But how much sleep people need, how much they take, you know, those two things almost don't always align either.
Yeah.
Some people may need more. Other people just take more because they've got the opportunity to.
Which is what I'm doing, yeah.
Well,
I'm taking 9 hours sleep because I can, is it better to do that or to do what Tom does, set an alarm, come into work, be grumpy, be irritable, and just be rude to everyone at work? Yeah. What's worse?
I think you've answered that one.
Well, no, Dr. David, I am putting on an alarm because I feel like I'm just going to oversleep. Is that a thing? Can you oversleep?
Yeah, you can let your body clock just drift out and sort of go a bit out of control.
Okay.
And for some people, particularly people that are prone to be a bit more eveningness type or night owls, if they don't have a fixed getting up time,
mm-hmm.
they can find, you know, getting up at 10 becomes getting up at 11 and getting up at noon mm-hmm. and getting up in the afternoon, and it just sort of drifts out. So one way of capping that is setting a morning time of, right, no matter what, that's my non-negotiable time, I'm going to be getting up.
Okay, brilliant.
Can I ask you, David, as a professional in the sleep physician field, for you said 15 years,
yep.
What is the weirdest case you've seen someone come to you with their sleep? What's the oddest thing?
That's what my kids ask me when I come home from work. You know, what's the weird and wacky thing that
Mate,
you sort of
give us the juicy stuff.
So all sorts of things. So behind every suburban door, there's always a sleep story.
Yes.
And people often don't talk about the strange stuff that happens in sleep.
Right.
In fact, about 2 in 100 adults will be regularly either sleepwalking, sleep talking, doing things in sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I saw a lady once who was sleep eating, which is actually common.
Right.
1 in 20 people with insomnia sleep eat on a regular basis.
Incredible.
She was essentially eating a tub of ice cream every single night.
That's a lot.
And had come to see me for advice about what to do. And I told my daughter, who's about 8 at the time, she goes, well, why doesn't she just stop buying ice cream?
Yeah. And I thought, and connoisseur ice cream at that. It's expensive.
And I thought, you know, that's actually, you know, just cut to the chase.
Yeah.
You know, that's actually a pretty good solution.
As a doctor, can you say that to her? Can you say, well, stop buying ice cream, madam?
Yeah, that was one of the solutions. But what I find is if it's not the ice cream, it'll be the something else.
She'll find something, yeah.
If you've just joined us, we've got Dr. David Cunnington in here. He's a sleep physician. I do want to talk about sleepwalking and sleep talking, because I regularly used to stay in Ollie's room if we'd been on a night out or whatever, and Ollie's a massive sleep talker, sleepwalker. Why do people talk in their sleep or walk?
It's surprisingly common.
Too smart. Too much brain going on.
No, this time you're not right. But it is a state where particularly people that are young, otherwise healthy, maybe a bit sleep deprived, you get the surface of the brain, which is to do with conscious awareness, essentially behaving like it's asleep and deeply asleep. But you get the base of the brain, which is more to do with sort of listening out, that primitive fight-flight response, behaving like it's awake.
The cerebellum?
No. Brainstem. So you get this hybrid state where there's the majority of the brain's asleep, but part of the brain, the more automatic bit, is awake.
Yeah.
And so people do automatic stuff like mumble, talk, move.
Wake up completely naked and say that there's bees in the room. I mean, I'm just saying an example. I didn't necessarily
Maybe there was bees in the room, Tom. Have you thought about that? I did one time say to my girlfriend, I sat up in bed and I said, I will kill you. So can you interpret that?
No, there's no interpretation needed.
No.
These sort of behaviours that occur during sleep, because the part of the brain that's involved in our social filters, the sort of the thing that says you shouldn't really say that, that's asleep.
Yeah.
And the bit that's awake is that reptilian lizard brain that's, you know, I've got to kill, run,
David,
jump.
Brain,
you know,
lizard brain.
that type of thing. And so these behaviours have that nature to them. Right. They're violent, they're aggressive, and often completely non-reflective of someone's waking personality.
I should say I just laid down after that. I didn't do anything. I just went, I'll kill you, and then laid back asleep.
133353, now's your chance to ask a sleep physician your questions. We have questions on this show. It's now time for you to ask the questions. Have you got a question for Dr. David to do with sleep?
I know you were keen, Tom, to ask about sleep paralysis. That was kind of the whole reason we got David in here.
Yeah, let's talk sleep paralysis up next as well. But 133353, if you do have a question, give us a call. This is Nirvana, Come As You Are. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Welcome to Wacky Wednesday. Come As You Are, Nirvana, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Deep Thought of the Week not far away, and then we'll ask you to flick it or lick it with Dead Letter Circus, a new song from those guys.
It's deep stuff right now, though, Tom, with Dr. David Cunnington, who is a sleep physician, answering all our questions and your questions about sleep. There are many. Tom, you've been showing David your sleep cycle app with your data.
Yep.
Vintage Bainbridge to get out his stats and go, what do you think about this? Here's how I ran today. And David gave you the nod and said that you're healthy, yeah?
Yep. That's good. All I wanted from you. Anytime I show stats, I just want someone to acknowledge and go, well done.
Needy. So let's answer your questions now on 133353, and we'll get to sleep paralysis as well. Steve, what's your question for David?
David, I'm a shift worker, and I work at various, or start at various times and finish at various times. What's the best way to ensure a good night's sleep, considering that these times vary from day to day and not necessarily from week to week?
Did you hear that one at all, David?
No. No, sorry, I couldn't get
that. That's okay. So Steve is a...
David's headphones aren't on, Tom. He's wearing them, but they're not turned up.
Okay, cool. Steve was asking for shift workers, what's the best way to schedule their sleep for shift workers?
Unfortunately, that's really tough, Steve. And it does depend on the type of shift you're trying to do. And unfortunately, lots of the shifts are actually programmed in a non-biological way. And by that, I mean in a way that the body clock just can't adjust to them, no matter how hard you try. So if you try to get smart and chase it by sort of adjusting your body clock and shifting to different time zones, you can just get in a bit of a mess. It's sometimes like trying to work in Melbourne one day and then in London for 2 days and then in New York for a couple of days and then back in Melbourne for a couple of days, and it just ain't going to work. So one of the ways of trying to manage is just getting a handle on what the rotations are and trying to work out, okay, where are my opportunities for sleep between those rotations, and say, okay, I've got an opportunity for sleep there, I'm going to catch some there, an opportunity for sleep in some other place. So not thinking about sleep as one long 8-hour continuous block that you've got to find space for, but thinking about breaking up sleep and trying to catch it where you can.
Because it is accumulative, isn't it? They have discovered that recently, that it is an accumulative thing.
Get it when you can. Good advice there. Let's hear from Natalie. What's your question for David?
My question is, I go to sleep at about 10 o'clock at night, but I set my alarm to do exercise in the morning at 5, and I'm always in a really deep sleep when I wake up. What I'm wondering is the exercise better or is the sleep better?
Sleep in and win.
Oh. Sleep in and win.
Yeah, that's the catchphrase.
Don't train. Don't bother training for anything. Just sleep.
So is it better to exercise in the afternoon?
It's a balance. So often we'll prioritise exercise over sleep, whereas really you should see sleep and exercise as being equally important. Really? So rather than sort of cutting short sleep to get some exercise, you may not be actually getting a health advantage. So you've got to allow yourself enough opportunity for sleep and still fit in the exercise.
Oh, that's good.
You do what I do. Sleep until 10 o'clock in the morning. 9, 10 hours sleep, exercise, sweet, good to go.
That's sleep in and lose.
Yeah.
I'm a bit drowsy.
133353, keep your questions coming in for Dr. David, who is a sleep physician, if you've just joined us. Dr. David, I want to talk about this phenomenon of sleep paralysis. I've got a new boyfriend. He says that he's experienced this sometimes, and he's even experienced it after he's listened to a certain music track. What is sleep paralysis?
So sleep paralysis is surprisingly common. A lot of people actually experience it occasionally in life. And it's where you get stuck temporarily between wake and sleep, usually on waking up from sleep.
Whoa.
And from the type of sleep where you get a lot of muscle relaxation and often dreaming. We call that rapid eye movement or REM sleep. And so people can have an awareness of the bedroom around them, feel completely paralyzed, and superimposed on that have dream imagery.
Oh.
And because they're paralyzed and you've got that vulnerability, the dream imagery's often got that sinister thing. There's a someone, there's a thing in the shadows that's going to come for me, and there's nothing I can do to avoid it.
That's so scary.
Absolutely. It's really scary for people. One, because they don't understand it. They think, what the heck's going on?
Yeah.
And two, because it's just really confronting and really scary.
Can you do stuff to make you not get sleep paralysis?
Well, a couple of things. Fortunately, it's self-limiting. Like, it pretty short, 30 seconds, 2 minutes, okay. That's about it. So okay. It doesn't tend to last much longer. So if people are able to sort of recognize, oh, hang on, it's this thing, yeah. I've just got to go with it, it's gonna pass, then that's probably the best way of managing it, which is okay if it's pretty mild. But yeah. If it's really intense and really strong visual stuff that's very threatening, yeah, that's much, much harder to do.
Yeah.
And if it's coming a lot and that really intense, yeah, that's the sort of person I'd want to be seeing in my practice, because it is often a sign that there's a something else that's causing the boundary between wake and sleep to get blurred. So they may have some other type of sleep disorder to look at.
Brilliant stuff. This is all very, very interesting.
David, can you hang around a bit longer? I have a question that I don't know if this is in your remit, but I'm going to ask you. It's a bit of a naughtier question, in the bedroom. Okay. I want to ask your advice and your expertise on that.
Keep your questions coming through for Dr. David. 133353. Your sleep physician on the show right now, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Now we're getting somewhere. Crowded house. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Not far away. Deep thought of the week. But we have sleep physician in the studio, Dr. David Cunnington, who is the sleep physician and director of Melbourne Sleep Disorders Centre and co-founder of sleephub.com.au. Some absolutely fascinating stuff here, Dr. David. And you can ask questions to Dr. David on 133353.
I have got a naughty question for you, David, but it's a bit sexy, but I'll save it for a second sure. And we'll get to the calls. But before we speak to Michelle, when I get home, my girlfriend's gone to sleep at about 11 p.m. and I wake her up when I get into bed. So she's had about half an hour's sleep maybe. Mm-hmm. Frequently, she then can't get back to sleep. Me waking up in that moment, is that like the worst thing I could be doing for her sleep cycle?
Doesn't sound particularly good.
But she gets angry.
Yeah, sure.
Very angry.
Right, so that's the bit to work on. So what getting woken during sleep is actually a completely normal thing.
Right.
You know, that's not necessarily a big deal. But if people, when they wake, get that adrenaline surge of, now I'm awake, I'm angry, that's the thing that gets in the way of getting back to sleep. Because actually the first half hour or hour of sleep, if people get woken then, they've got a pretty strong sleep drive. And it's usually pretty easy to get back to sleep unless there's something getting in the way of it.
Like frustration. At your partner.
Annoying boyfriends that wake people up.
Naggy.
Absolutely.
Naggy.
Michelle on 133353, what's your question for Dr. David?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Dave. My son, he's 12, and he's such a sound, solid sleeper. He can fall off the bed and stay asleep, hanging off the bed, like his head on the floor, feet on the bed. And I can physically shake him, and he will not wake, to the point where I think I've got to tickle him in order to wake him enough that he wakes up of a morning. Won't wake up to an alarm, and it's concerning. I might not be able to get him awake in the case of an emergency. So is he going to grow out of it?
Yes. So the good news is that, almost certainly he's going to grow out of it. And that, about the age of 12 is, particularly for boys, is one of the stages in life when sleep's almost at the deepest it's going to be. So it's not uncommon to have that description of that completely out to it. No matter what, you just cannot, once they're asleep, cannot get them going from sleep. Mm. I think it'll change, but it may not be until sort of late teens, early 20s that changes.
So 12 years old, or if you're 50 years old and you've had 10 wines, similar thing?
No, that's more sedation rather than sleep.
Okay, difference.
Sarah on 133353, what's your sleep question for sleep physician Dr. David?
Hi, I was just wondering if I could get some tips on how to wind down after a long day so that I could get better sleep.
Yeah, that's a really common problem that almost everybody has. So one of the ways of managing that is just really have some quarantine time for sleep. And you've almost got to think of it as you're changing mode. So I'm in my mode of work, then I'm sort of coming home, I've got to tick some things off. And it's like going into the phone booth, I'm going to change into a different person. It's almost like put your Superman suit on, change out of your day suit into your right now I'm in night mode. And then have some time just to let things settle. Often if people are getting home late, they have too short a time to wind down because they're like, oh, I've got to be in bed by, time X. But if you're getting home later, just allowing enough space between the time you're finishing work and getting home for things to settle. And some quarantine time where you say, right, this is when I change into sleep mode. And it's not then that I climb into bed expecting to sleep. But then there's a bit of a space for I'm just going to chill for a bit, let things settle. Then I'm going to be ready for sleep.
Brilliant stuff. Hope that helps, Sarah.
David, look, a sticky question, somewhat embarrassing. But, hypothetically, how would you explain why would a young adult, a male in his, I don't know, early 20s or mid-20s, be getting...
Sounds like you, Ollie.
No, I'm asking for a friend.
Oh, okay.
Be getting nocturnal emissions, and how do you explain that with science?
It's a completely normal part of physiology.
Okay, good.
There's this fascinating cave painting, actually. I was talking to people about sleep last weekend. There's a cave painting from the south of France from 16,000 years ago showing a dream image of a caveman.
Right.
And the image is of the caveman with an erection and a picture of a bison and a bird. So that we've known for a long time that REM sleep, dreaming sleep, in men, particularly younger men, is characterized by having an erection. It's just part of the physiology of that type of sleep.
Okay.
And periodically what comes with erections is also nocturnal emissions is what it's called.
It is fascinating to me, though, that mentally your genitals can do that without any stimulation but the mind. Do you know what I mean?
But it's like, think of it as a physiology thing. Rather than thinking of it as a mind as in conscious awareness or I've got to be thinking of a particular thing, just think of it as in that particular type of sleep. Blood flow to different parts of the body is characterized as a more adrenaline-driven type of blood flow pattern.
Right, yeah.
So that's more a pattern where people are likely to get erections.
Okay, well, there you go.
And can we ask just one more naughty question?
Oh, here you go.
So content warning for those with maybe youngins in the car, but is it a good idea or a bad idea to masturbate before bed?
Oh.
Before sleeping? Or does it not matter?
Good question, Tom.
Thank you. Dr. David, take it away.
Interesting question. So let's not go with the judgment, good or bad.
Okay.
Let's go, can it help with sleep?
Yeah,
and
great.
And the answer is yes.
Oh.
So there's definitely evidence that masturbation, be it for males or females, can help with sleep onset. And a couple of papers actually for restless legs as well. So people who are getting restless legs symptoms, that feeling of a sort of need to jiggle the legs or move around before
restless
they go to
third
sleep.
Leg, am I right?
Absolutely.
Medically, the medical third leg. Yes.
That masturbation can significantly improve restless leg symptoms.
Wow. I mean, this is amazing. Dr. David, thank you so much for joining us.
I'll tell my friend that was for that question. I'll let him know.
You're an absolute legend. And if you want to know more, sleephub.com.au.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, it was so awesome having Dr. David in here, sleep physician, just answering all of our incredible sleep questions.
Yeah, very serious questions, and great to clarify that nocturnal emission question, because my dear friend Matt was worried about that. So anyway, Tom, moving on from the sleep stuff, because we've got a big show to get to. We need to talk about investing coins, investing in currency, cryptocurrencies, because our end of year party is fast approaching.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's going to be in December, most likely, or November. And so we're going to invest $2,500 in crypto and hopefully grow that pie to a big, healthy pie of cash.
Ollie, let's get into this, though.
Tom and Ollie's Flick It or Lick It.
That's right, it's Flick It or Lick It. It used to be called Rock It or Roll It, but now it's Flick It or Lick It.
Okay, I just want to put it out there.
Yep.
You haven't got to do those sounds every time.
Why not?
Because I know you're clearly into it. I know you love sound effects.
Pretty funny.
You're doing them live and it's crazy.
It's pretty good.
But we don't need you to do a live lick. But
it's new Dead Letter Circus. It's called The Armor You Own. 133353 is how you can either flick it or lick it.
Yeah, so we'll chuck it on. Obviously, these guys are from Brisbane, formed in 2004. Mm. And so, bit of a, I don't know, pretty classic rock, I guess. Pretty heavy sometimes. Let's hear the new one from those guys, The Armor You Own, and 133353. Give us your thoughts. Flick it or lick it. Not rock it or roll it, which wasn't good enough. Flick it or lick it.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. New music on Triple M, The Armor You Own, Dead Letter Circus. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We're going to ask you a question now because we have questions and it involves you on 133353.
Tom and Ollie's Flick It or Lick It.
That's right. Get involved and have your say on the music that we play.
The Brisbane boys there, Dead Letter Circus, just announced a tour around Australia, an intimate tour, might I add. They describe that song there as spawned from guiding someone important in life through a bout of anxiety. The constant musing around flipping your moments of fragility into opportunities for growth.
Wow.
And on Twitter, MJ Hosko tweeted at Tom and Ollie. He said, anything by DLC is great. Big fan, obviously. Mm. He says, airwaves need more Aussie rock. I'll take that as a lick.
Oh, nice.
Tom? It's a lick. Okay, don't do that.
Oh, sorry.
Let's hear from Michael on 133353.
I should just say that Michael's currently the only one who's got involved in Flick It or Lick It right now. 133353, if you would like to flick it or lick it.
Never say that. Take it back. 133353, though. Give us your flick or lick thoughts, Michael.
Lick, definitely.
Oh, big lick from Michael. Do you want to do the sound effect yourself?
No, thank you. Blah, 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 blah. Nah, that song.
Is that the sound that Tom makes sometimes? It's a wacky Wednesday, isn't it?
It gave me goosebumps. It really hit home.
You're a big fan of Della the Circus?
Yeah, that was a beautiful song.
Well, all I'll say is, so far, 100% licks, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
It's like this ice cream is just evaporating in front of us as it gets licked and licked and licked.
Oh, wow.
The song is The Armor You Own.
Yeah.
No flicks.
Oh, look, we'll go to producer Bell just to get an exact...
The official number.
What is the official number, producer Bell, of Flick It or Lick It for the new Dead Letter Circus song, The Armor You Own?
The official number is 100%... Oh, Lick It.
Oh, God.
Got nervous?
I was going to say Rock.
Rocket? Oh, you're living in the past, Bell. Everyone hated Rocket or Roll It.
Oh, God.
Nah, just our boss. So we've changed it to Flick It or Lick It. And it sounds like that the new one from DLC, Dead Letter Circus, The Armor You Own, is a hit.
Oh, my God, Ollie.
Deep thought of the week.
Whoa. It's time. Up next, it's Deep Thought of the Week. With Lawrence Mooney, might I add?
Oh.
That's right. Lawrence Mooney is going to give us a deep thought of the week up next.
Whoa.
And I want you to join me in the pondering pond with your deep thoughts. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Bad to the Bone, George Thorogood, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We're having an end of year party. You're all invited, except the stinger
except
is... Well, the stinger is, or the kicker is that we're investing the party's budget on cryptocurrencies. So there's $2,500 thanks to CoinSpot, and in about 20 minutes time, we will let a dartboard decide what cryptocurrencies we are going to invest in.
Can I just say, you might ask why do that? The reality is a budget of $2,500 isn't actually enough to make a great party.
No.
For a private party, sure, but you know, it's not easy to host a nationwide party for you guys, the best listeners of all time.
Oh, mate, you've just knocked it out of the park there.
Deep thought of the week.
Got some new Speedos, Tom. I'm rocking those. Can I wear those today? I know it's meant to be naked, but they're new endurance black Speedos.
You can wear them outside the pool.
Okay.
Or I should say outside the pond.
Let's go and change.
And of course, you must be naked in the pondering pond. For this week's
deep thought of the week.
If you've never heard this before, welcome. It's a tranquil zone. It's a safe space.
No hookups.
No.
Looking at you, Tom. No hookups.
Sure. No hookups. Cruising allowed, though.
No.
You can have a cheeky look.
I'm sick of the eyes. I've been getting a lot of eyes.
Mate.
What?
Don't.
You think I'm not getting eyes? I'm getting eyes.
Yeah. Well.
From your mates.
133353, join us in the pondering pond. We have a celebrity deep thought this week, Ollie.
Oh, can I start off, though? We'll get to the celebrity
hang on,
one.
Hang on. Sure, go ahead.
We were just playing a popular song by George Thorogood, Bad to the Bone.
Yeah.
Can we just hear a bit of that, just briefly? I know it's
going to create a wandering wave.
Or just a tiny bit to remind everyone.
Okay. Oh, God! Baby, yours and yours.
Obviously a huge song, Tom, Bad to the Bone. But if you think about it, you know, it's a good vibe. You're like, oh, that guy sounds cool. In reality, that guy would be one of the most hardened criminals who's committed some of the most heinous crimes out there. And yet we're singing about him like he's some rock star. He should be in jail for life.
Because he's literally bad to the bone.
Oh, he's bad to the core.
Deep thought of the week.
133353 if you'd like to get involved. We have a deep thought from a celebrity, Ollie.
You're relaxed, aren't you?
I certainly am. It's from a Mr. Lawrence Mooney. Take a listen.
Lawrence Mooney, welcome to the Pondering Pond for Deep Thought of the Week. What's yours?
I love a Pondering Pond. Well, I worked supporting Puppetry of the Penis in London across the UK for 60 nights.
Yes, please.
Puppetry of the Penis.
Yes, please.
Men with huge schlongs, Simon Morley, David Friend, that would twist them into shapes. Don't presume that I didn't have something to offer just because I was supporting them. I can do dick tricks too. I've got a very convincing champignon.
Okay.
And my 12-year-old boy is got to be seen to be believed. Anyway, I was in a theatre in South London, and above the dressing room door, as you went through onto the stage, it had written a quote by Henry Ford, which read, "If you believe you can, or if you believe you can't, you're probably right." And that's always stuck with me.
Sorry, I'm just still thinking about Puppetry of the Penis.
Right, okay. Well, it applies to that too. If you believe you can, or if you believe you can't, you're probably right. Don't let the size of the possibility stem your desires. Good on you. Bye now. Sorry, Malcolm Turnbull's here.
Deep Thought of the Week.
David, welcome to the Pondering Pond.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Are you naked?
No, I'm not.
Well, we'll wait.
Was Lawrence naked?
Lawrence was naked. I was standing there naked with him. Are you naked yet, David?
I am now.
Okay, brilliant. Welcome Thanks to the Pondering waiting. Pond. No worries. Mm-hmm. What's your deep thought?
Well, I've had this thought for quite a few years now, and I was just thinking, if you had to have a lung transplant, would you cough up somebody else's phlegm?
Oh.
That's just a random thought, you know. Like,
yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah.
Are you a smoker, David? Keep
mine. Unfortunately, I am, and it may happen one day.
Yeah, that's why it's in your mind, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think I'll keep the lungs I got.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you're going to die, you'll take my lungs, wouldn't you?
No, no, I'll keep my own, it's all right. Just a thought, you know.
All right. Well, yeah,
that's thanks for having
deep,
me.
Deep, deep thought of the week.
That's a deep thought in itself.
It's not usually you get smokers in the Pondering Pond. 133353, join us here for Deep Thought of the Week. This is Matchbox 20, Long Day, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Long Day, Matchbox 20, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, an end of your party. Decision making is coming up soon where we'll decide what cryptocurrencies we'll put the $2,500, our whole party budget.
Invest, Tom.
Oh, that's scary stuff. Hey, let's chill out. It's Wacky Wednesday here on Triple M with Tom and Ollie.
Deep Thought of the Week.
It's a lovely, safe space for deep thoughts.
It sure is. I've just noticed, though, Tom, there's been a few deep thoughts put out there into the pond. None by you yet. Or are you claiming Lawrence Mooney's as your own?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm very relaxed right now.
It's a very simple statement. What I'm putting to you is that you haven't had
cinnamon apples. I'm sorry, I'm so relaxed. I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm just asking you for a single deep thought.
Can't hear any of the words coming out of your mouth.
I've got one that's just come through on Facebook. Cindy says, is a pancake called a pancake because it's a cake in a pan?
You read that off the phone box chat that producer Bell sent through. Yeah. Stop making up people on Facebook.
Surely it's come from someone on Facebook.
133353, if you didn't fully understand what's going on here, we're just waiting for attendees and ticket holders of the Pondering Pond to come and rock up and get naked with us on 133353 with deep,
wow,
deep, profound thoughts.
Slow night, Tom, on the deep thoughts, is it?
Doesn't matter if it's slow.
Time to cut this segment.
It's done.
There's a deep thought.
I'll ban you.
You can't ban me.
I can ban you from my Pondering Pond.
Okay, you're just going to sit here in silence on your own, are you?
I'll sit here in silence with the nation listening.
You're a sad little man.
Hey, Bill.
How you going, fellas?
Yeah, good.
You're naked, Bill.
Oh, not fully, but, you know, I'm on my way.
We'll wait.
You'll wait, fair enough.
Are you naked now?
Yep, all good.
Brilliant.
All good.
Welcome to the Pondering Pond. Nice and quick.
Nice.
Velcro undies, I get it. What's your deep thought?
Deep thought is...
What's that voice?
When men go to the toilet, we have to lift a seat to have a pee and then put it back down.
Yeah.
Why don't ladies put it down to have a pee and then lift it back up for the men.
Okay, amen, you... brother. Amen.
Yeah, well, it's a safe space. I can't negate what you're saying. So
deep thought of the week.
Well, it's reverse sexism. That's what it is. It's not giving men a fair go in the bathroom with the toilet seat.
David, you're back. Did you forget your phone?
No, I just had another thought.
Whoa. Chill, David. Come on, mate.
You know the vibes, mate. You've been here before.
I'm still naked from before.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad because...
In your car?
I'm relaxed.
The change rooms are quite a walk through the forest to get there, so I understand that you turned around and came back still naked. What's your deep thought?
Another one. Now, if you spell strap on backwards, yep, it spells no parts. Is that a coincidence?
Strap on backwards is no parts.
That can't be a coincidence, surely.
Definitely can't.
Again, I won't judge.
But... Deep thought of the week.
Because what he's saying is, like, with that item, mm-hmm, over that spot.
Yeah.
I like it. David's thought about it a bit too much.
As he starts his walk back to the change rooms.
Wait a bit. He'll come back for a third. Give it time.
Oh, that was fun. I've got one last deep thought. If your boyfriend loves this song.
Ooh, that's why God loves cowboys.
Should you run?
Definitely.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Sometimes an answer leads to even more questions.
I got bitten by a redback on my private part.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
The end of the year is fast approaching, Ollie, and I cannot wait to get stuck into our end of year party. CoinSpot has given us $2,500 to invest in cryptocurrencies. Mm-hmm. It could be an absolute flop, this party, or it could go insane and everyone's invited.
The whole spectrum is possible, Tom. As you say, could be amazing, could be really shite. So it's all about the investing. It's about investing in the right coins. That's why yesterday we got some great advice from some up-and-coming Bitcoin investors, some crypto investors.
Here's the thing. Up next, we're going to put all of this advice that you've given us and give it all over to Lady Luck to decide exactly what we're going to invest in. It involves a dartboard, a couple of darts worth thousands of dollars.
We've taken the 8 best coins we were encouraged to invest in, and they're on a dartboard.
We'll explain how it works after this. It's Golden Years. David Bowie, you're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Let's get this end of year party happening. Golden Years, David Bowie, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. A very exciting moment here. Of course, Naughty After Nine isn't far away, but we're heading towards the end of the year. And Ollie, it's going to be a massive time as we have the party of the year.
Jeez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say. So Tom and Ollie are having an end of year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end of year crypto party. Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au. Triple M.
And a massive thank you to CoinSpot for putting $2,500 up for our party, mate, to invest in cryptocurrencies, which are those digital currencies online.
So exciting. Every good workplace deserves a party. You know, everyone right now is going, how was my workplace party last year? And it was probably okay, but it wouldn't have been amazing. This party has the potential to blow people away. If this investment of these cryptos goes well, Tom, the sky's the limit.
I know. Well, we have how many?
Eight coins.
8 cryptocurrencies currently displayed on a dartboard here in the studio, Ollie. We've got producer Belle in the studio as well with us, looking sexy in her new glasses.
Oh, shush.
They look great, producer Belle. Well done.
Lovely glasses,
Here's
Belle.
What's going to happen, Ollie. We have this dartboard, and we have 3 darts. 2 of those darts are worth $1,000. The other 3rd dart is worth half of that, which will be producer Belle's.
Sounds like we're giving it away.
$500. All right.
Got to give Belle a go. Get her involved, which is good.
Out of these 8 cryptocurrencies on this dartboard, we will invest in 3 of those.
So these
2
all came...
being $1,000 each, 1 being $500.
These all came from your advice last night on the show. We had lots of experts. Belle, a couple of names. Who do we speak to?
We spoke to Jesse. We spoke to Jack. We spoke to
Now, Nick, oh yeah, there's the list. Okay,
there's your list.
So I've got. Thank you for this. So Nick said EOS. Jesse said Neo. I haven't heard of these ones, but James said Ethereum. One of the, I think the second biggest coin.
Ethereum is number two, trading at 827 Australian dollars.
Jack said Ripple. Jeff said Bitcoin Cash. Now, Camille said Zilliqa and IHF. I'm calling IHF the dud of the group.
I can't even find IHF I don't want to get trading.
He's an expert. He messaged in. He knows his stuff, and he said that one.
IHF stands for, like, Invictus Hercules Fund. And I don't want to say that 1,000 times on the radio. Investing in Invictus Hercules Fund. So hopefully...
Hyperion.
Invictus Hyperion.
Invictus Hyperion Fund.
Yeah, just a big tongue twister. So hopefully I'm gunning to get some. I think Ethereum is a safe bet. It's a big one. So,
and of course, this decision will fund the end of year party that you're invited to. Hopefully these coins go up. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to fly everyone in from around the world. But if not, then we'll just have to be drinking in a park.
Okay, now, Belle, you're going to be...
A couple of goon sacks and some plastic cups.
Well, don't say no, Belle. We will be, and it'll be depressing. But we'll have to do it, because that's how it works. So
everyone can bring a slab. It'll be fine.
Yeah, great. That's a good idea.
BYO.
Belle, you're going to throw the first dart, okay?
As a bit of a dummy. Mine's the worst.
Well, it's a $500 dart. Now, producer Belle, make sure you throw well, throw good. And
am I just throwing from here?
No, go closer.
Go closer.
You want to hit the? If you miss the dartboard, we can't invest it. So
that's way too close. Take a step back. Producer Bell is about to throw the $500 dart.
Throw it hard. It's got to stick in there.
Go for it,
and
Producer
don't
Bell.
Don't get IHF.
Go.
Oh, she's got IHF. Far out.
IHF.
Oh, great. We've invested in Invictus Hyperion Fund. Everyone's favorite Bitcoin. Everyone's favorite coin.
All right, so we're putting... $500 on an Invictus Hyperion
coin. The one
coin.
I said not to get.
Well, I've got the lowest amount anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Exactly right. You know
I'm
what?
So sorry.
You know what's fine. I'm not angry. I'm a bit angry, but fine.
It's not even like.
Is it trading?
I don't even know how much it's
what's
worth.
What's it worth?
Guys, what if
it goes up by like $10 million and then everyone's going to thank me?
God, what if it goes up? If it goes down, you're not invited. That's what I'm saying.
It's worth 0.095 US dollars.
All right, Tom, let's go to your dart here.
All right,
Invest the second $1,000.
All right. This is worth $1,000.
Do not hit IHF. If we have to invest everything in that shitty fund.
Oh, so you can double up on a currency.
Well, potentially.
Okay. I'm going to go for Ripple.
Yeah, but you're not very good at darts.
Oh!
Dash!
I've hit Dash!
Dash is good.
Nice.
$1,000 into Dash.
All right, so currently our end of year party is riding on $500 worth of IHF.
By the way, we are live on Facebook here. I should have mentioned that. So you can check out the video, see these darts landing. As you said, Tom, $1,000 into Dash, $500 into IHF. Everyone's favorite.
Dash is currently trading at 463 Australian dollars.
Okay.
So it's not going to get us much. It's going to get us like two dash.
Should I go for the hero throw? I'm quite far away from the board here. Should I just throw from where I am?
Yeah,
and
do it.
Really just hope for some miracle.
All right, the final.
Eli, get that camera right behind the dartboard if you wouldn't mind.
No, you can step out of the way.
Come behind me. All right, here we go. I'm going to get the headphones off to get good leverage.
All right. For the last $1,000 for the end of your party where everybody is invited. Ollie, take that throw.
If I miss, I'll take it again, yeah?
Yep, sure. just for those of you who aren't on the Facebook live feed, he has thrown it straight past the dartboard into the wire mesh onto the side. We'll go for round two. Here we go.
Zilliqa! I got some Zilliqa, baby! Is that how you say it, Belle?
Zilliqa.
That was from Zilliqa? Camille, who also suggested IHF. So we've gone with two of Camille's expert opinions. That is $2,500 of cryptocurrency being invested tonight.
Zilliqa is currently trading at 17 cents. So we're going to have a lot of that currency.
Great, mate. Big gains to be had there.
Oh,
high risk,
stuff.
High reward.
Oh, fun stuff. Catch all that live on Facebook, Tom and Ollie. It's going to be a massive end of year party, hopefully.
Cut the miss it out if you can.
Fingers crossed. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. The man, the killers, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine, not very far away. We'll ask about online fetish profiles. But right now, we're trying to plan for our end of year party.
Geez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say.
So Tom and Ollie are having an end of year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end of year crypto party.
Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au. Triple M.
And it's a massive party at this stage with $2,500.
Well, Tom, very much a attention-filled night here because we've just invested, but there's been some drama. I mean, I threw a dart that hit Zilliqa. Great hit from me.
Good hit.
Second shot, that doesn't matter. Yep. You had a...
Zilliqa, by the way, is currently trading at 17 cents. So there's about $1,000 worth of Zilliqa that we're going to be getting. If this thing goes up, that's a lot of investment.
And if I know the market, that itself will boost it. So that purchase that will raise demand.
I hit Dash. I've got Dash, which is currently trading at $469.15. Yep. So we'll be able to get two Dash coins, and hopefully that will go up in time.
Now, what our Facebook Live viewers have seen, and thanks to those guys tuning in on Facebook at Tom and Ollie, they've seen during the song there, we actually revealed one that Bell didn't quite hit the IHF Invictus Hercules Fund or whatever it's called. But Tom, you also revealed that that is a defunct coin.
Well, it's currently not trading on coinspot.com.au. I don't think it is released to the public yet.
What the hell, Bell?
It's not me. Blame Camille. The person last night that said to invest in it.
It's actually ridiculous.
Maybe
producer
it's
Bell.
Dropped off because no, you guys shit-talked
if you'd done your research, if you'd done your research, we wouldn't be in this predicament.
Mate, the coins are going to be trading.
Apologise?
No,
apologise.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No worries. Now throw your $500 dart.
Yeah. All right, now you are live on Facebook, so don't get it wrong this time. Go a bit closer because I don't want you to stuffing up. Again, don't get IHF.
So this is the third currency that's worth $500 to invest in. Producer Bell, throw that $500 dart.
Yes!
Oh. She's got Neo!
She's got Neo. So wouldn't have minded a Bitcoin Cash or an Ethereum for a strong coin to rely on.
I got it on the dartboard this time.
You got it on the dartboard. Okay, well done. And you've got a Neo.
Neo currently trading at $75, which isn't too bad for a $500 coin.
Come on, Bell, bring it in. Big card.
Don't touch me.
What?
You can keep abreast of all of our Bitcoin trading. You can also do your own trading at coinspot.com.au, but go see the video at Facebook at Tom and Ollie with a Y and stop trying to hug our producer, Ollie.
Tension? Why is there so much tension in here?
Up next, Ollie, what do you want to say?
Oh, man, I want to say how excited I am for this party. But in all seriousness, I've got some bad news about my back.
Oh. great. Stick around. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Aussie Crawl was shut down. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, Naughty After Nine, not far away with online fetish profiles in the spotlight.
And thanks to everyone who hung around after hearing I've got a bad back. It's obviously the kind of thing you hear on radio and you go, oh no, that poor presenter. And you've probably hung around to hear about that.
No.
Now, just a bit of backstory. You might recall last week, I think I mentioned, or maybe Tom was cruel enough to bring up the fact that I was deadlifting at the gym with you.
Don't say
and I was happy to say I deadlifted about 65 kg.
No, 57.
It wasn't, was it
57?
Was it 57? Don't laugh. It's not. And I'm fine with that because I'm doing an app called Strong Lifts 5x5.
I clocked it. So.
Oh, yeah.
I clocked
good.
The app.
Make it about you. Great. That'd be great. Let's hear about how good your body is.
Not the ORM.
Said no one ever.
Excuse me?
So basically the app is a good app and it builds up your weights each time. So I'm deadlifting more and more, which means now if you ask, Tom, yes, I am deadlifting about 77 kilos. So I'm actually very close to 80 if you're good at maths. But bad news is I've done my back deadlifting.
Oh, cool. I'll mark that down under who gives a shit.
Well, you might say that, Tom. You might think that, you know, no one cares. But here's the kicker for you, my friend.
Someone's caught up? Oh, no, they haven't because no one cares.
I haven't asked it. I don't need calls. I'm not like you. I'm not needy like that. All I'm saying is I saw my mic.
Oh, what's that? The board hotline's calling for you, Ollie.
The board hotline?
Yeah.
Look, I saw my therapist and I told her what I've been doing. And she gave me a...
And she fell asleep because she was bored as well.
And she said, you've been deadlifting, haven't you? And I said, yes. Like 75 kilos, and she said...
She laughed. She's like, that is an insane weight that someone would get injured over. 57 kilos, are you insane?
No.
And she was a professional. She's supposed to be very professional, but she was laughing
her
at the
jaw,
consult.
Her jaw hit the floor. She couldn't believe I deadlifted such a weight, and she said...
Such a small weight.
She said, stop lifting so much weight, you're insane. She said those words. She said, you're insane, you cannot be lifting 75 kilos.
Your body's weak! You've got a weak body.
No. What the? STFU. STFU, my friend, because what she was saying is, I've lifted too much weight. I'm I'm too strong.
That's comical.
I've done too much.
Comical.
And there is no way that I need to do some kind of Shannon Knoll, you know, thing where I'm going to work harder because that's not... You gotta live. How dare you? I'm serious. She said you're insane. You've got a great body.
Even your myotherapist was disappointed.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.